En Rosh Chodesh Elul. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shoch. Tov Shin Samach Vov. On Rosh Hashanah, by Musaf, middle of the Chazor Sashatz, we say a piyut. One of the things we say is V'chol Ma'aminim. V'chol Ma'aminim, that Hashem is this, V'chol Ma'aminim, Hashem is that. Sing it, but every place says it. And it goes according to the Aleph base. Chol Ma'aminim Shehu Keil Emuna, that's Aleph. Habaychein Ubeidek, he searches in, he checks, that's Beis. Ginzei Nistarais, Shum Baychein Kalayais, Gimel Zagayel Mimaves, and it goes the whole Aleph base, one or two for each letter of the Aleph base. What's the last one? The last one is V'chol Ma'aminim Shu Shefei Tzedek, that's Shin, Hatam, Hashem is Tam, Umitamam Imtamimim. Hashem is Tam, and he's Mitamam Imtamimim. That means he deals with Tam, with those who are Tamimim. So this is what the Pyot is telling us. It means that's the key. If we want Hashem to deal with us with Tamimus, so we have to be Tamimim. Hatam Hashem is Tam, Hashem is perfect, Umitamam im Tamimim. And he deals with it, his behaviors, the way he deals with people is, he's Mitamam with those that are Tamimim. So what does it mean to be Tamimim? What does it mean to be Tamim? So it so happens to be in this week's Parsha, right in the middle of the Parsha, right by Chamishi, we have a Pusik, which indeed tells us this. Right by Chamishim, it is a Perek Yud Ches, Pusik Yud Gimel. Yud Ches, Yud Gimel. Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alekecha. Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alekecha, that one should be Tamim. Whatever the word Tamim means, we'll see there's actually two ways of understanding the word Tamim. But here it says, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alekecha. What is this Pasuk telling us? Is this Pasuk telling us advice? Is the Pasuk telling us it's an obligation? Why does it have to say five words in the Pasuk? Just say Tamim Tia. What is it that Im Hashem Alekecha? Tamim Tia, you should be Tamim. With who else? Of course with Hashem. And say Im Hashem Alekecha. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim over here actually. If this is an obligation, is this a mitzvah? Do we list this as one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah? So there's a sefer that the Rambam wrote, Sefer HaMitzvahs, which he lists all 613 mitzvahs. And then there's an addendum to that Sefer HaMitzvahs, which the Ramban wrote. And he says, these are the mitzvahs she-shokhon harav, the mitzvahs which the Ramban forgot. The Rambam forgot. So the Ramban writes, here's a whole list of mitzvahs which the Rambam omitted for no apparent reason. And many of them he tries to say, oh, maybe this is what he meant, but this is what he thought. So in the eighth mitzvah, there's a dozen or so mitzvahs which the Ramban felt that the Rambam forgot to list. The mitzvah shminis, the eighth mitzvah which the Rambam forgot to list is shenestavinu. Hashem commanded us, liyez levavenu, that our hearts should be tamim imay, should be faithful with him, Yisbarach, v'hu shenem, and that's what it is, Tamim Tia, Mishal Melekecha. And the Ramban goes to explain, like he explains actually on our Parsha as well, what is the mitzvah, Shaniyachil Levavenu Eilav Levadai, that we should turn our hearts only towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you have to look at this Pasuk, of course, in the context of the Parsha. Right before this we read, in the few Pasukim before this, it says, when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Ki Atah Ba'al Ha'aretz, is in Pasuk Tes, don't start to learn all these new practices, which are, namely, some of the practices you do is pass over the children in between fire, all different types of witchcraft or sorcery, which is not really applicable today as we know it, but in those days it was believed in. And it could be there was actually some sort of koyach, some sort of power to it, which they did believe in, the goyim of those times. And here the Torah says, you should not do like that. You don't predict times, you don't think that you could change your destiny, you don't do things with sticks or with stones, and this way try to predict when the time to do something is right, and when it's an auspicious time, when you'll be successful. All these things you can't do. Ain't any sort of magic or witchcraft you can't be involved in. Hashem despises all of these acts. And by being involved in that, Hashem will chase you from the land. And then it concludes, so based on what we just learned, all the different Isurim, the various prohibitions of what one cannot be involved in, then the Torah concludes, says the Ramban, you should put your hearts only to Hashem. And indeed, if you have to find out something, what you should do, who should you ask? You have to ask a Navi. You have to ask a tzaddik, or in the times of when it was applicable, you ask the Urim V'Tumim. Do they have to go to war? Should they not? A person had a question. He can ask, but it has to be through means of asking through Hashem's emissaries, and not what the Goyim have concocted of different ways through witchcraft and through sorcery and through different powers of Tumah in the world. That's how the Ramban says. And he tries to answer maybe why the Rambam did not say it. The Megillas Esther, one of the Achronim that tried to answer all of these questions that the Ramban had, he says, no, the Rambam didn't say it, because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah towards the end, in the end of Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam explains all of these Isurim, and at the end he says that one who thinks there's any mamish to these, there's any substance to these practices, is just silly, because they're not. That there's nothing to them, and therefore the Torah concludes, Tamim ti yeh ma'ashem leikach. Kol ha'maimin b'dvarim ha'elu. Whoever believes in all of these things, in the nechashim, the kaismim, the ma'inanim, uchu yeitzeben u'machashem b'libe shein emes, u'dvar chochma. Whoever believes that there's really actually something to it, and you can really actually predict in what's going to happen, and you could see which to do something or not to do something, to go somewhere or not to go somewhere. He says, if you think there's actually this truth to it, but rather the Torah just forbids it, it's foolish people. They're lacking intellect. Really, the Rambam is saying you don't need a commandment. Don't believe in these things. It's silly. It's ludicrous to think in these things. It's ludicrous to think that anything that these practices actually have any reality to them. That's how the Rambam says. The Chinuch says similar to the Rambam, but he takes it a step further. Why the Torah commanded us not to be involved in this. The Chinuch is in Mitzvah Reish Mem Tes, which is the Parshas Kedeshim. There's a Mitzvah of Leisin Achashu, Shalei Lenachesh, based on the Pasuk Shalei Lenachashu, Leisin Achashu. Says the Chinuch, Mishor Shehai Mitzvah, the Vishin Yonim Eile, all of these things and these practices are Divrei Shigoin V'Sichlas Gemura. They are totally ludicrous, they are totally foolish things to even think that there's something to it. Ula'am kodesh amiti ashabachar akel, and to a holy nation which Hashem chose, lo yeyos lahem, it's totally inappropriate, that they should believe in something that is false. Va'oid, but in addition to that, shem sibo la'adiach adam, by being involved in these things and thinking one can predict, and one can listen to things and say, oh, this is going to happen, or this is going to happen, or based on certain facts or certain statistics, a person will think, oh, this for sure is going to happen, or this people will win the war, or these people win the war. It's all foolish. And if a person does think that it has something to it, it's going to be madiachim me'imunas Hashem u'mitaros ha'kadosha. It will actually lead to a lack in faith and lack in complete amunah Hashem. V'lovim itaychem l'kfira gemura. It could even lead a person to total denial of Hashem. Why? Sheyachshev, a person could think, kol teivasei v'ra'osei, that anything good or anything bad, v'chol hasheyikreu, anything that happens to him, he could think shehudav mikri. He could think that it's just happenstance, it just happened to happen. Listen, people get hit by a car, people get bit by animals, people make a lot of money, people lose a lot of money. No, these things happen. Loi b'hashkocha me'es b'ayri, he'll think this is not with the careful, watchful eye of Hashem. V'nimtze, who comes out from this, he's yotze b'kach mikol ikri adas, he is not considered living up to and believing the fundamentals of our religion. Al kein, therefore, ki chofetz Hashem yisbaruch v'teveseinu, Hashem wanted our own good, Tzivanu lahasim ibein machshavazu. Therefore, Hashem commanded us to remove such thoughts from our hearts, v'lekbeya b'levavenu, and to set firm in our hearts ki kol harois v'atayvois, anything bad, anything good that happens, mi pi elyein teitzena, only comes from the one above. L'fi ma'ase ha'adam im teiv imra, based on the person's actions. Person does mitzvahs, he will get schar. Person does averis, he will get punished. That's how we have to understand it. They're not, oh well, because of, if even if I'm not such a good guy, even I did averis, but if I'll do this and this and that through the witchcraft what they have, or I'll think of some other way to sort of beat the system, it will not work. And if a person will be involved in that, then he will be totally in denial of Hashgacha Pratis, and therefore that's how he understands the Isser of Leisa Nachashu, and that's how the Rambam is explaining Tom Emtiya Ema Hashem Alekecha. Not necessarily that it's a mitzvah, as the Ramban is saying, but Tom Emtiya, just be Tomim, be Tomim, as we'll see what that means, because anything else that you think you could try to do something to have the system work differently, than any toiv, any rise, not based on mitzvahs and averis that a person does, and anything that happens is not based on what Hashem has set forth and decided and decreed and declared what should be, is totally ludicrous, as the Sefer HaChinuch says.
That was in Parshas Kedoshim.
Reish Mem Tes.
But couldn't Hashem be testing people? In other words, quoting these things in there that, to make them look like they're true, or maybe they have a truth, but we still don't believe them. But I mean, we can't believe that they're true and just say that they're just disgusting and repulsive, because Hashem tells us not, like astrology. I mean, the Goyim go in that way, but we don't.
So it seems like that this is part of the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam.
Oh, okay.
If there's actually something to it. The Rambam is Leshitase, he holds that there's no such thing as magic, actually. And it's all just part of our imagination. So really, there comes out, there's two understandings to the word Tamim. If you have to translate the word Tamim, the Ramban seems to go, which actually he quotes the Unkelus over here. What does the Targum say? Tamim tia ima Hashem Alekecha, shlim tehe b'dakalta da Hashem Alekecha. Shlim tehe, you should be shalim. The word Tam comes from the word shlemus, from the word teres Hashem tamima, that the Torah is perfect, the Torah is complete. So the commandment here is tamim, you have to be complete in your faith with Hashem, and don't, well, I believe in Hashem, but I also want to see what the witchcraft could tell me. I also want to see if this guy who does with a stick and he flips it a certain way, should I go ish or not go ish? So I'm this and I'm also that. No, shalom, you have to be complete in your faith, like a carbon we read in the parasha this morning. Tamimim, Tamimim, you need to be, a carbon has to be tamim, has to be complete. Any one blemish already, it's incomplete. So that's tamim, tia tamim, for the word complete. Shlim tehei, a person has to be shalom. If you look at Rashi, the way he explains tamim tia Hashem Alekecha seems to explain it in a different way. And that's, I think, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch is explaining the word tamim as well. The word tamim could also be from the word innocent.
Simple.
Or simple. Okay, from the word as when Avimelech took Sarah into his palace, and then afterwards he found out, oh, I didn't know this is your wife. So he says, you're complaining to me. It says, "Besam levavi uvenukein kapi yasisi zayit." Besam levavi, with the innocence of my heart, I did this. It means I had no idea. I was oblivious to the fact that there was a married woman. Besam levavi, besam. What's the word tam over there? Innocence. Or with the person who killed Achav, the king Achav, it says, "Veish moshach bekeshes." A person pulled back on the keshes letumai. He was innocent. He wasn't trying to kill Achav. He innocently was shooting an arrow. Tamimus could also mean from the word innocence. Person is innocent and innocent. He doesn't delve into things. He doesn't try. He's just very a simple Jew with amunu pshuta and believes only Hashem controls everything in the world and based on mitzvahs and averis, and no one, and nothing else can change what a person is going to get based on hashgacha pratis.
One of the four sons at the Seder. I mean, at the Haggadah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's. Not really zeroing in that point. Yeah. But look what Rashi says. Rashi really says, if there are those who explain it as five different things that Rashi's saying. Well, we'll try to narrow it down to two. There's five words in the Pasuk, Tamim Tiyi Ima Hashem Alekecha. And Rashi says, Hisalech Imai Betmimus. Go with Hashem Betmimus. And it's go simple and go innocently with Hashem. differently than the Ramban is explaining for the word shalem, to be complete, but his halakim between us go with complete faith, but with innocent faith and simple faith with Hashem. Rashi could have stopped there, but Rashi goes on, utetzap eloi, and look forward to everything that's going to come in a person only to him, to Hashem. Voleitachor achar ha'asidois, don't delve into the future and don't try to figure out the future based on all the witchcraft that was mentioned before in the parsha. Ella rather, kol masha yovoy alecha, anything that does come upon a person, kabel b'tmimus, must also accept with innocence, accept that this is what Hashem wants, whether it's good, whether it's bad, this is how Hashem wanted it. Va'oz, and then tia amoy ulechelkoy, or tia imoy ulechelkoy, then a person will be with Hashem. What Rashi is saying here is two things. That sets it up as five different statements, but it's two different things. One has to work between us with Hashem. Don't delve into the future. And everything that comes upon a person, you should accept that it's coming from Hashem. Va'oz, and then tia amoy lechelke, then a person will be part of Hashem. Or imoy lechelke Hashem, a person will be with Hashem. With Rashi, we understand why the pasuk says, tamim tia im Hashem lekecha. It's two different things. Tamim tia, you should be tia. You should be tamim. Then, if a person is tamim, im Hashem lekecha, then he will be with Hashem. That's what we started off saying. Hatam, Hashem is tam, umitamam im tamimim. If one is tamimim, if one is tamim, then Hashem will be mitamam with him. That's the midah kenegen midah. Tamim tia, if you'll be tamim, then im Hashem lekecha, then you'll be with Hashem. In other words, there's a azhara here, there's a warning over here, there's a mitzvah here, and then there's also a havtacha. The Rashba has a tshuva in Siman Taf Yud Gimel. It's somewhat of a lengthy tshuva. The Rashba was asked, person wanted to know, could he be involved in certain practices, whether it was for medical reasons or not. So the Rashba says, you know, I don't like going into these things. I'm not comfortable talking about these things, but you're someone that I like very much, and you're asking me, so I'll go beyond what I usually like to discuss or not discuss, and I'm going to discuss it a little bit. And he starts quoting Gemaras, and he actually comes out, it's hard to know, because some Gemaras seem to say one thing is mutter, and the other Gemara seems to be usher, and then there's a klal, anything that's mishum refuah, and mishum darkei armari, things, if you're doing it for medical reasons, that it could be, it is okay. But the Ramban, the Rashba concludes, In his talk about it, he says, Kasiv Yisala b'teirasa, Hashem wrote in his Torah, Tomem tia em Hashem alaykecha. V'tomem ha-kosav kampi rushay. The word tomem means here, in my understanding, he says, azhara v'havtacha. There's a warning and there's a havtacha. The warning is, l'nishtabush v'nechush l'havli agayim ha-kosmim. Don't be involved in all of this sort of witchcraft. And then, v'hivtiach, just go with tmimus, Vani betumei hoylech, vehivtiach shebaasias mitzvaysov, uvaavaydosoi, ye etomim, lo yiga beira, mileshin set tomim. Hepek marshiash voisatayim. And he says, if you look at the next pasuk, that's what it's telling us. And the Rambam actually quotes the next pasuk also. Right after tomim tiyah shemalekachas, ki agoyim oeilasha te yerishayisam, these goyim, these nations which you're going to chase away when you go into Eretz Yisrael. El ma'ainin and el kaisimim yishmo. They listen to all of these ma'ainim and the kaisimim. They listen to all this magic that's going on. Ve'ata loichein. But you shouldn't be like that, because nasin lecha Hashem leikecha. And what is the pshat in this pasuk? Ve'ata loichein nasin Hashem leikecha. How do you explain that? And you, it's not so. Hashem has given you. Hashem has given you what? What has Hashem given you? These nations listen to all these magicians and sorcerers. But you, va'ata, you, leichain, you, klai, sultan, it's not like that. Nosin l'cha, Hashem l'kech. Hashem is giving you what? So Rav Hirsch explains, you know, nosin Hashem l'kech means, it means Hashem is giving you the Torah. And as they who don't have the Torah, so they don't know. How do I know how to get good? How do I know to stay away from getting punished? How do I know? Should I do? Should I not do? So they listen to the Ma'in and the Mekaisim. But you, Nosan Hashem Alekech, Hashem has given you the way to lead your lives. Hashem has given you the Torah. Hashem gave you the Torah, this is exactly what you should do. You don't need witchcraft, you don't need to find out what the future. You could be innocent in terms of, I don't know, I don't have to know what's going to be. I don't know, I have to know how the Schar and the Einish works. All I have to know is, if I live my life by the Torah, that's Tamim. If I live the life by Tmimus, and live the life by what the Torah says, then I know I'm a Tamim. And if I'm a tamim, then Hashem is metamim im tamim. Then Hashem says, "Im Hashem lekecha." That's a haftach. Hashem says, "Va'oz tia imoy lechelke." Then you will be with Hashem. If a person is tamim, I'm innocent. I just do what the Torah says. What happens after that, and what happens to me, it all comes from Hashem. And I know if I do what the Torah says, then I can be considered a tamim. Okay. We'll just end with another connection to this idea of Tamimus, which is also found in the Parsha here. Because in the Parsha Shaftim we have, as well as Parsha Kitzeitze, the Parsha of going out to war. This is in Perek Chaf. And it's not for naught that the Parsha of going to Melchama was said here in Parsha Shaftim, in the same Parsha of Tamim Tia Ima Shamalekecha. In Perek Chaf we read, Ki seitze la melchama alo yivecha, and you go to war against your enemy, v'ro'isa, and you will see sus v'rechav, you'll see a horse and a chariot. Am rav memcha. You'll see a big nation that's a lot more than you. They have a lot more soldiers. They have a stronger army, perhaps. Lo'isira mehem, you shouldn't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem aleikecha imach, Hashem is with you, amalcha meretz Mitzrayim. No, so it's a very strange pasuk. You'll see one horse that's much greater than you. If only have one horse and one chariot, obviously they're not more abundant than you. They don't have more, a greater army than you. It's only one horse and one chariot. And why do we stick in the idea of Mitzrayim over here? Siramiyam, because Hashem took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, why sus varech? Why there's only one horse? Says Rashi, be'enai, in my eyes, says Hashem, kulam kusus echad. They're all like one horse. Av rav mimcha. They're rav mimcha. To you, they seem a lot. Be'enecha hu rav, Rashi says. Avo be'enai enai rav. Hashem says to me, it's no different if there's 1,000 soldiers against you, 10,000 soldiers, 1,000,000 soldiers against you. It doesn't matter if they're fighting with guerrilla warfare. It doesn't matter how many rockets they have. To me, Hashem says, there's no different. But to you, I understand. You're looking at them, and look at this, they're being supplied with rockets, and they look how many soldiers, look, there's a picture in the paper, that they have thousands of soldiers, and they're well-armed, and they're well-equipped, well-trained. So if you're going to be afraid of them, says the Torah, Loi Sira Mehem. And as Loi Sira Mehem, from them, by the fact that they are Am Rav Mimcha, for that you can't be afraid. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Mehem Loi Tira, but May Hashem Tira. Indeed, a person has to be afraid. What does he have to be afraid of? He has to be afraid that Tamim Tia Hashem Aleikecha, a person knows that how does he get punished and how does he get schar based on his mitzvahs and averis. So he does have to be afraid. He has to be afraid maybe he doesn't have enough mitzvahs in his bank account. He has to be afraid maybe he did too many averis and he will get punished. A first person has to be afraid, and not mayhem. Like Sira mayhem. Mayhem, you can't be afraid. But may Hashem, you have to be afraid. And there's only one we have to be afraid of is Hashem. Laisira mehem, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not only talking about, as we see Rashi tells us the connection here to the pasuk before this, even though the pasuk here is discussing going out to war, Rabbeinu Yonah says that's just an example. The Torah is just giving us a dugma of when a person will be afraid. But in the Shar Gimel, Ois Lamed Beis, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ki tzei salam alchama aleivecha v'reisa sus v'rechav am rav memecha. You'll see that there's a nation which is much greater than you, and it is that you stand to lose this war because the statistics are against you. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, who's harnu bozeh. We are warned with this. She'im yireh ha'odam, that if a person will see ki tzara kereiva, any tzara, doesn't have to be a war, any tzara that he's living through, it's kriva. I mean, it seems much closer than the salvation that he'll have. Tia Yeshua Hashem bilavavai. A person has to have the salvation of Hashem, the hoping to Hashem in his heart. V'yivtach olah, and he has to trust in Hashem. That's what this pasuk is telling us. That's the azara. Loisira mehem means from them you don't have to be afraid. You may have to be afraid of Hashem, but with the fact that they're am rav mimcha, Tashem says sus v'rechav. To me, it's one horse. No difference. 1,000,000 horses or one horse. How do we know that? We know that from Amalcha Meretz Mitzrayim. You see what Hashem did? You see how Hashem manipulated everything in Mitzrayim? You see what Hashem did? In my eyes, it's sus echad. There's no difference. Kiva sus pare. It's one sus, Rashi says over there. It's one sus. To me, there's no difference. It's one or it's a million. That's how we have to believe. And the Mashgiach, actually, Ramat Yisro, pointed out in the, what Rashi says over here, how you see it connects with the idea of Tumim. Rashi says, Ki tzeitzala melchoma, samuch hakosiv yitzias melchoma lekan. We juxtapose going out to war to the parsha right before this. Loi melachot, to tell you, imasisa mishpat tzedek, if you have dealt righteously, then muftachata, then you could be confident, shim tzeitzala melchoma, atonai tzeach. If you dealt in business, you dealt honestly, then you could be confident when you're to war, you will win. Chayn David Aymar Asisi Mishpat Vatzedek, I did what was correct, I did dealt honestly. Baal Tanicheni Laoshkai, don't let me fall in the hands of my oppressors. Rashi, in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, says it even more openly. Rashi, by Zohar Esa Shaosachol Amalek, we remind ourselves of what happened when Amalek came. But why did Amalek come? Why did Amalek come? So the Torah here says, at the end of Parshas Kiseitze, in Chofei Yud Gimel, Lo yilacha bechisasa even va'oven gedei loktana. You can't have different measurements. This guy comes into the store, oh, look at that, he's wearing a fancy watch, maybe I'll charge him a little more for the bottle of wine. You know, this guy, he probably can't afford it, I'll give him more on the taxes. No. Don't have two different measurements. Lo yibacha beveischa eifa va'eva gedei loktana. You can't have different measurements. Everyone has to be the same, you have to deal honestly. Says the Pasuk, Zohar Eisa Sha'os Lecha Amalek, Zohar Drashi. Zohar Eisa Sha'os Amalek, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Im Shokarta B'midais V'mishkolais, if you have dealt falsely with measurements and weights, have a Doyeg Min Gira Yoyev, then you have to be afraid that the enemy might come. Shenema, as it says, Moizne Mirma, Teyavas Hashem. Those who deal deceitfully with their measurements and business and their dealings with people, that's repulsed by Hashem. That's when the enemy will come. Now, that's the same idea of Tamimus, the Mashgiach said. Tamimus means I deal with people only according to the Torah. Hashem told you exactly how you have to deal with it. What's the pshat? Why is that a lack of Tamimus? Tamimus says, listen, Hashem told me exactly how to live my life based on the Torah. A person tries to say, yeah, based on Torah, that's what Hashem does. But then I know a little bit of a business tactic. I know a loophole in the law that I could get what? Because I could get more than that. Oh, Hashem says, you want to get more than that? You want to try to beat the system? No different than going to the sorcerers. No different than going to the witchcrafters. You want to try to beat the system? Hashem says, then I'm not metamim with you. I'm only metamim im tamimim. You want to go with my system, which is only the Torah? Then I can deal with you. You want to do more ishtadlus and sort of try to beat the system to gain even more money? Then Hashem says, then by melchama you'll do the same thing. Then by melchama, indeed, you'll have to be afraid by melchama because I'm not going to be there. When I'm there, I say sus v'rechev. To me, it's only be'enai, it's only like one sus. You want to deal with tamimus, then Hashem says, then by melchama you don't have to be afraid of the numbers that they have. One is tamim tia, then he's imashem alekecha. It's a azhara and it's a avtacha. If the person is tamim with Hashem, then Hashem says, I'll be tamim with you. If you're tamim in your business dealings, because you only do what the Torah allows you to do, then Hashem says, I'm tamim im tamim, then I'll be tamim with you. Then you don't have to be afraid of them by war. You only have to be afraid of me, because I deal with a person in relation to the amount of mitzvahs or averus that he has. This is tamim tiyem Hashem lekecha. This is a very nice yisoy that the Torah here is teaching us. And this is actually the midah of the avos. The avos all were tamim. By Avram it says, Hisalach lefonai ve'yeh samim. By Yitzchok it says, Rashi tells us two times in Parashat Bereishis that he was an oila tamima. He was a tamim. And that's why he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And by Yaakov it says, Yaakov ish tam. They had the midah of tam. And since they had the midah of tam, therefore each of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dealt with them at Tamimus. And Hashem gave them everything that they needed, Bakoil, Mikoil, and Koil. By Avram it says, Vashem Berech HaSaram Bakoil. By Yitzchak it says, Ochel Mikoil, he ate from all. He was zeichet to all, and by Yaakov it says v'chiyesh li koil. That's bakoil mikol kol. We say in Birch Samozim, we say in benching. That's referring to the obvious. The Gemara in Baba Basra Yud Zayin says they were zeichet to bakoil mikol kol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because they were tamim, And they were tamim. We have to say always the Tana de Beilu says, person must say, Masa Yegia Ma'asai L'maisei Avoisai, Avram Yitzhav Yaakov. I have to reach up to that level. Even if he knows he can't reach it, at least he has to say that, what Tzaddik says. He has to say, no, when am I going to get there? Person has to know when he's going to get to this level of Tamimus. The level of Tamimus to be Metamam Im Tamimim. And once a person deals like that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will deal with you with that. Tamim Tiyah, then Izim HaShem Aleichem. Yeah.